With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know what happened that's good this week, Lee?
What would that be, Tara?
Trump's major flub on H-1B visas, and it was a gaffe.
Yeah.
It was bad. Actually brought this issue up, and there is hell to pay online. Several members of Congress who've rushed to file bills to end the program entirely. Some are saying send everybody home. Some are saying send half of them home. There's different bills out there now. But there is an absolute fire raging on our side online, and that's good. Because that's what it's going to take to keep this young generation voting for us at levels we haven't seen in over 100 years. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop now. This comes from America First Insights, part of America First Legal, which is Stephen Miller's operation. Very successful operation, actually. Got over 30,000 illegals off the voter rolls in Arizona. And it's part of legal work they're preparing on H-1Bs. Listen to this. This whole idea of, well, we just can't find an American to do it. What they mean is we just can't find an American to do it cheaply. This is H-1B pay versus median American pay. You can see, how evil this is. Software engineer in America, H-1Bs get paid an average of 20% less. Java developer. H-1Bs get paid an average of 42% less. Senior software developer, H-1Bs, an average of 17% less. That was senior software developer. Software developer, an average of 24% less. Now, that's weird, because if somebody's super-duper talented, wouldn't you have to pay more?
Well, you would think.
You would think.
If there was a free marketplace at work.
There's not. Systems engineer, survey says, 23% less. Net developer, 27% less. Data scientist, 11% less. Database administrator, 13% less. Programmer, 23% less. No wonder American kids are still unemployed a year after getting the STEM degrees we said we wanted them to have. Computer programmer, 18% less. Business analyst, 11% less. Architect, 12% less. Research associate, 27% less. Accountant, yeah, don't even bother to get a degree in that if you're an American, 20% less. That's how much less H-1B visa holders work for. And I really feel like we got to educate on our side like on this, because some of the Chamber of Commerce lying talking points have really seeped in. And they'll say, well, Americans can't do it. They got bad attitudes. They don't want to work. They do want to work. They do. Why will H-1B visa holders, Lee, work for less? Americans are bad. They're greedy. No. This is the crazy part, okay? Less in many cases than they'd make in India. 70% of them are Indian. That's why we keep mentioning India. A lot of the rest are Chinese. Why would they do that? Because they're not working for money. This is the evil part Americans need to understand. They're not working for money. We have a terrible, terrible system, literally, Lee, modeled after the indentured servitude system that we used to have in this country. and they let the company hold the visa. Okay, so Vikram, the software engineer, can't go down the street. He's got to stay put for 7 years. Isn't it crazy that it's seven years?
Really?
That was literally the term they enslaved you for coming to America before we ended it, right?
Almost sounds biblical, you know, after 7 years.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. Yeah. Now, they didn't promise Vikram Sarah if he worked seven more years, okay? Yes. You know what I mean? Like the sister or whatever. But yeah, no, he doesn't get it. But he does get a guaranteed pathway to citizenship for himself and his entire family. On the day that he becomes a green card pathway to citizenship eligible, on that day, you also file the applications for your entire family. When they get it, guess what? The chain migration begins. And an average of three more for each of them comes in. That is why Vikram, who I'm sure is a very nice guy, we have a lot of Indian neighbors. They're wonderful people.
Yeah,
they're great neighbors, very peaceful, very helpful, very nice, very kind. But you're working a job that is mine. That is my family's. That is ours. You are not an American and you need to go home. It's not personal. But they're not, Lee. They're not here because they're better. They're not here because they're more talented. They're not here because they have skills that we do not in the vast majority of situations. They are here to get the green card guaranteed pathway to citizenship in year seven. And these employers know two things, Lee. They can work them for, I just read that to you, between 10 and 50% less than an American, depending on the, you know, the field. And here's the part that doesn't show in this particular chart. They can work them like dogs. Oh, you know what? We're going to need you to go ahead and do a job and a half this week. Yeah, sorry. We got rid of that American. You mind picking up half of what he was doing? Yeah, this other H-1B visa holder, he's going to pick up the other half of his job. You're probably going to be here in 100 hours this week, 95. You don't mind, do you? Because you know what? If they mind, guess what? They go home because the company holds the visa. You can't leave and go down the street and get another job unless you want to work as an illegal immigrant. See how evil this is? Yep. This is not capitalism. This is crony capitalism. And, you know, I got so many texts on this yesterday. One of them sticks out in my mind, a guy who said, I've been working, with computer programmers my whole life, software developers, computer programmers. He said, Americans are the best, bar none. They're the best. They're the best trained. They're the best educated. And he said, but we can't hire them because they won't work for less. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you something. Neither will the H-1B visa holders the second they get the immigration benefits. So what is happening here is not capitalism. It is these companies using the immigration benefit to artificially lower wages in the marketplace.
And it's government intervention into that marketplace.
Yes.
So you're right. It is absolutely not free market capitalism.
Yeah. And it's incredibly frustrating. And Americans still are repeating, again, I see it on the text line. Americans aren't as good. We're just spoiled. We don't have math. Yes, we do. We have some damn smart people in this country, mathematically gifted.
You know, I saw an example of that yesterday. Jeff Bezos' company, Blue Origin, they launched a satellite for NASA, actually two that are headed to Mars. And they were able to land their booster on a ship in the, off the coast of Florida there. I think that's where it was. But anyway, the point is they landed the booster. No other country in the world does that. SpaceX here in the U.S. does it. Blue Origin has been able to do it. Now, Honda, actually, I saw the other day where Honda has launched a rocket, a small booster, went several hundred feet up in the air and came back down. It's a very small one. It's not capable of launching satellites and everything, but they're making progress. But there is no other nation on earth that does what this country does, and it's through private businesses too, SpaceX and Blue Origin. Both of those have been able to launch booster rockets and land the booster back on a landing pad or on a ship. No other country does that.
No.
Not China, not Russia, not Iran, not Israel, not Britain, not France or Germany or Italy or Indonesia. Nobody. Nobody else does that. Nobody. Not even close. It's just like the space shuttle. The space shuttle is the most technologically advanced vehicle ever developed. No other nation has done that since then. No other nation has put men on the moon, which hopefully we're going to be back pretty soon and also get to Mars as soon as possible before the Chinese get there. But no other nation has done that. None.
It's an incredibly sad and abusive relationship we have with our government. Most of this started under George W. Bush, who had the firm belief, and Paul Ryan would echo it. Paul Ryan is a Bush acolyte, that anyone anywhere in the world should be able to come here and compete for a job. But this is, and I disagree with that, okay?
It's not competing.
It's not competing. This is not a fair competition.
Exactly. If it were competing, then we would have people who would be coming here trying to apply for these positions and not on the basis of whether or not they get an H-1B visa.
Right. Right. Because they wouldn't even be bothering to do any of it. They wouldn't apply. They wouldn't apply. But you want to see the saddest thing ever? I saw this on Fox News yesterday when I was doing my podcast, and I stopped everything. I started recording. I went, oh my gosh. This is horrible. You know how young people are trying to tell us they want to burn it all down? They voted for Trump out of desperation. Do you know what the unemployment rate is right now for 20 to 24-year-olds? It's 9.2%.
Okay, I was going to say it's probably double digits, but
9.2%. They're still living the COVID nightmare. They're living the Great Recession. Still, these are our kids. And those positions that I just read to you, how the H-1B visa workers, they're taking a lot of entry-level white-collar positions. That is what they're taking. They're working for somewhere between 11 to 50% less, only to get the immigration benefits, not for any other reason. So it's a scam, 9.2% unemployment. Nikki Haley's son was on Fox News yesterday. I'm going to play because it's profound. And he's saying, look, me, my friends, we all graduated from very prestigious schools. We're all unemployed. That's got to change. We have this generation in our hands right now. We do. They voted for Trump, but they are slipping away. And that's why what Trump did the other day was such a big gaffe. It was a massive gaffe. To slam them as they struggle against this. I mean, you know how good you have to be to beat a guy who's here for immigration benefits and will work for 10 to 50% less? You know how good you have to be? And to tell them you're not talented? Ooh, getting my ire up. And here's the thing, Lee, I'm just going to say this one more time. This is what was so bizarre about that Trump interview. He doesn't even believe that. The guy just put a $100,000 fee on each H-1B visa application. People don't even know that. Right now, the fee before that was $2,500. Now it's $100,000 ahead. So now it's more expensive to hire them. Good. Why didn't he just say that, Lee? Yeah. Just say that. When Lorraine Graham challenged you, she's huge on H-1B visas. You should have known that going in. She talks about it every day. Because why? She's got kids she loves very much, just like me, going now into college in the workforce. She's very upset about it. All he had to say was, look, I put a $100,000 head fee. It's going to stop. Now, what Trump really needs to do, if he wants us, this generation, to vote for us instead of socialism, because they will pivot to that.
Oh, yeah.
They will. We've seen the polls with them. They're fine with socialism, okay? They only went with Trump because he seemed passionate about fixing it. Democrats didn't give a damn, right? We will lose them to the Mamdanis like that, to the AOCs like that. Trust me on this. You got to take these H-1Bs, at least cut the existing population in half. There's 1.3 million. Cut it in half. No more 85,000 more a year. Stop it. Trump's already fixed that. We need to send at least half of them home. We don't have the jobs. We got to fix this now. It's our last chance to fix this. That needs to be the message today on talk radio, not apologizing for Trump and trying to talk your way around it. And he meant to say, and he tried to say, no, he said exactly what he said. And this is not going
to
work.
Republicans have to talk about it, Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
agree,
of foreign
but
workers.
You also do have to bring in talent.
We don't have talented people here. You don't have certain talents,
and you have to. People have to learn.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later.
Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Folks, something interesting going on right now. Remember this. Years later, however it all ends, right now, we're doing better with young people, specifically young men, than anybody has in 100 years. I've got the chart up on my X feed. More young men registered Republicans now than during at any time during the last 100 years. Normally, men who are 18 to 29 are a slight majority Democrat. They're more Democrat than they're more Republican than the women, but they're just a slight majority Democrat. And they get in their 30s and they flip to us. This generation is solid conservative. So we've been walking around telling ourselves we do whatever we want. Congress thinks they're hosing them as they pass the biggest spending bills ever. And we got them in a pocket. We do whatever we want. These wokes are wandering in the woods. That's not what's happening. Mark Mitchell, pollster with Rasmussen, has a dire warning. These folks are fine with socialism. They will go with a strong man to smash the system. They're not conservatives. They just went for Trump because he promised to end their pain. And if we don't end their pain, they're going to go over to the other side. Like that. Like that. And here's the problem. You see what happened yesterday on Fox News? This went viral over the last, well, it was 2 days ago, actually. This went viral. I want to play it for you. It's Nikki Haley's son, newly out of college, talking about how, look, my friends and I, we all went to these great colleges. We can't get jobs. And a stat I've never seen before. And it just froze my blood when I saw it. Do you know what the unemployment rate is for 20 to 24s right now in this country? 9%, 9.2% unemployment. Folks, they're still living in the Great Recession. You cannot leave them there for very long and tell them, compete with AI and the H-1B visa holders. Screw you. Oh, and by the way, vote for us. But that's what we're doing.
Well, a big problem is that we are seeing kids graduate with six figures in debt and not having a job to show for it. My main friend group graduated with great degrees from great schools. It's been a year and a half since graduation. Not one of them has a job. Not one.
That is former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley's son talking about how hard it is for new college grads to find work. I'm hearing it from friends, too. And data shows the unemployment rate amongst adults aged 20 to 24 is over 9%. That's the highest of any age group. Is AI to blame for sidelining Gen Z workers? I am worried about this. And one of the reasons we're doing this segment is that I think about it all the time. I read all the articles. I listen to all the podcasts. And on any day, Isabel, I could listen to something that says everything's going to be fine for young workers. AI is going to be productive. You're going to have more jobs. And then later in the day, I can listen to something else that says this is a huge problem. There are no entry-level jobs for people who are just graduating from high school or college. How do you see it in your friend group?
It's a totally reasonable fear, Dana, and I think it's been a tough week for Gen Z in the news in general when it comes to our financial stability and secure futures in our country. We know that AI is taking over a shocking number of entry-level jobs for those of us just graduating from college. And then we're surprised to know that technology has replaced those jobs. But also, as I know, Fox has been covering extensively over the past few days, 80% of H-1B visas are also being given for entry-level jobs in the job market across our country. So it almost feels like the system is being rigged against young people out the gate, our financial futures. And it starts.
That's the uniparty right there. Trump needs to choose us, uniparty. Pick one. Pick one. You want to pick us? Send half of them home. I don't want to collapse the economy. Send half of them home. Got to go home. Now, I want to emphasize this, okay? Because here's what people don't know. And this is where Trump really shot himself in the foot, that we've had a very bad week this week. Very bad. And the polling reflects it. 60% support for Trump among the young generation at the height of Doge. You know what it is right now? 30. Yeah, that ain't going to work long term. Mondani types are going to walk right in. That's why AOC's running around going, oh, so many former Trump supporters love us now. She's not wrong. That is the day. They're not there yet, but that's the danger. You cannot slap young people across the face and tell them I love H-1Bs. And here's the thing. When Trump doesn't even love H-1Bs, he's done more than any other president to stop this, putting a $100,000 fee on every single individual application for every one of them. That's up from a $2,500 fee. It's going to stop. We need to send half of them home. But this right here is a crisis. And when you have the average age of a person buying a home right now is 59. Do you know what it was in the 80s? 29. Do you know what it was before Biden took office? 39. But we're about to own it. Got to get the illegals out. Got to get the H-1Bs out. Got to get these people jobs. And folks, we have the jobs. We just need to tell the foreigners to go home. My daughter noticed it first. We were at UNC Chapel Hill taking a tour around the campus. And there's flagstaffs all over the place. They're on the buildings and stuff. She counted 7 pride flags on buildings and pointed out, Mom, there's not a single American flag on this entire campus. And that's when I started noticing the flags. I started realizing the Democrat Party has adopted the pride flag as a replacement for the American flag. Start noticing this when you see their protests, even the peaceful ones. You see this here when they protest Unity Park. And it's a bizarre mix. You see them marching, and they do have flags, but it's usually the Palestinian flag and the pride flag side by side, or you'll see the pride flag in kafayas, which are very much synonymous with the Hamas terror group. No American flags, ever, anywhere. The closest they come to red and blue is pink and baby blue, transgender colors. These are their flags. And I've been warning for a very long time, starting with the violent riots, takeovers at Columbia, the left intends to merge with Hamas, with violent jihadist terrorists, and use them as street muscle. You already got a taste of that. It'd still be going on if Trump wasn't president. You got a taste of that watching what happened on the university campuses, where then the leadership of the university campus told Jews, hey, we don't like you, stay home. Oh, sorry, did we say the don't like you part out loud? Yeah, you stay home. You just work from your dorm so you don't get hurt. And we're going to let all these people come onto campus who aren't even students and harass you. You okay with that? Trump said no and went after them. Good for him. But I've been warning about this, that the reason Rubio and Trump are focusing on the student visas is they've become a backdoor for the Democrat Party and its ally Iran to get pro-terror folks and terror recruiting folks into the U.S., past the normal process, and onto campus. Now, remember, folks, there's a reason that John Kirby, spokesperson at the time for Joe Biden, this is when Joe Biden was in office, admitted, oh, yeah, Iran, chief state sponsor of America, of terror in the world. Yeah, they sponsor Democrat street marches.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily
basis. Yeah, is that. So Politico then did an article noting the main funders of those violent protests, those anti-Semitic protests, the terror protests on campus, were Joe Biden's donors and Iran. And I think there was a lot of funneling of money, too. I think that's why Joe Biden, basically unfroze $100 billion sent it to Iran. They're joining to hit. This is an operation. What's phase two? Glad you asked. Right here, we're about to see something so unfathomable. There's no words. There's a group of Ivy League professors, the American Association of University Professors, AAUP, AAUP. And in September, they won a lawsuit against the Trump administration. And that lawsuit determined that non-citizens lawfully present here in the United States have the same free speech rights as the rest of us. Who did they sue on behalf of? Palestinian terror-adjacent students. In other words, students who had come here, they are Hamas-adjacent. They have brothers in Hamas. They have those, you know, who are rapists and baby killers, stuff like that. And, you know, people who, even people who participated in the hang glider assaults where whole families were burned alive. People adjacent to Hamas. In other words, they weren't on the gliders, but they have friends and family and people. So they're who were. So they're on campus and they want to speak. So the professors won on their behalf. See, they can say what they want. They have the same free speech rights. And why'd they have to sue? Of course they have the same free speech rights. Well, what they were suing about is they get to keep their visas. They get to keep their visas. They can say whatever they want, keep their visas. They won that one in September. Now they're in phase two. You want to hear what that is? And you'll see where they're going with this. Now they're in phase two of the lawsuit. It's basically a continuation. You ready for this? They are asking the court to prevent the Trump administration from retaliating against foreigners on student visas who express support or sympathy for terrorism or designated foreign terrorist organizations. That's according to the Harvard Crimson. See phase two? So for the first time in America, what we had, this is incredible. We have professors fighting for terror recruitment on campus because that's who these people are. I mean, you start reading their backgrounds, you're like, holy cow, he's got a brother who died, you know, in the Hamas assault, trying to rape young women who just wanted to go to a rock concert. You've got to be, the people are crazy. They're literally nuts. What would this allow? Picture this for a minute. Your child on campus, they pass by, they got to go to the quad. They pass by the ISIS terror recruiter and the Al-Qaeda terror recruiter and the Hamas terror recruiter who's, you know, preaching glorious death through jihad. Well, for everyone else but him. And you can't stop them. And you can't stop their visas. It's a terror pipeline. And why have we had a thing like this before? Because nobody would dare attach their name to it. The left got this radical really in the last 3 to 4 years. Now listen to this. It gets worse. They won't take it off campus. The AAUP, so the group of Ivy League professors, is asking the court to apply the order to all foreigners residing in the U.S. So you can't come here if you're not on the terror watch list and we can't stop you at the gate. You can recruit for ISIS and Al-Qaeda, for Hamas, whoever the heck else you want to recruit for. Al-Shabaab, I mean, you know, whatever. Openly, in the United States. In the United States. You know what we need here? We need a law. We need a law to protect us, or we're going to have terror organizations and their recruiters in America, and they're going to backdoor it right through our universities. They're already doing it. But the left, again, believes it will merge with them and use them for violent street muscle. That's why Iran is already funding the street marches that turn violent regularly. You've seen them on X. Well, I mean, like, how does this end? Oh, for them, not good. Do you see what happened in Canada? They wanted to have a pride parade up there, but they have brought in too many of these jihadis. They violently shut it down. They told their leftist supporters, no, we're not having any more pride parades. Sorry. They were going to have it at the Capitol. You know what happened? They had to shut it down. They feared violence. So that's the future, but the left never sees these things coming. Can you believe this is going on in America? A shocking 9% unemployment rate among America's youth reported on Fox News yesterday. They're still living the Great Recession. They're desperate. Then you could tell that the Trump administration is seeing this in the polling. Trump got an unbelievable 60% support rate from young people. I mean, that's never been done before at the height of Doge. So what do? We're Republicans. The dumb thing. We shut Doge down because they said they wanted it shut down and fired a few bullets into a few Tesla dealerships. It's really dumb, it turned out. Rasmussen reports pollster Mark Mitchell, one of my favorite, because he tells it like it is, whether we want to hear it or not, had a warning on a podcast for the Trump administration as they go around talking up the benefits of replacing young people's jobs, because that's mainly whose jobs it is, with foreign workers. Watch out.
I mean, a return from clown world. It's not traditional conservative.
By the way, it's a return to the question here was, what do young people want? What has happened is Trump's approval with them, they pushed him over the edge to this win, has gone from 60% to 30% in 9 months. And so he's asked, what do young people want? Why are they not happy? They loved Trump. Why are they not happy?
I mean, a return from clown world. It's not traditional conservative values. It's a return to the America that was stolen from them, and especially the young people. And just like some evidence, Donald Trump got a 60% approval rating with voters under 40, which is just mind-blowing. It's literally nuts. And that was the week that Doge was the most searched thing on the internet, and they were hacking the federal government apart. So these people want to see things fixed. And then what happened? Well, the Republicans got rid of Doge, and now Donald Trump is polling under 40% with voters under 30 years old. What's mind-blowing is just off the charts, these people want accountability. They have the lowest Trump approval by age right now, but they're also the people who are most closely watching, 80% of them, Arctic Frost, and they're the people that most are most likely to want people thrown in jail for the AutoPen scandal and for Arctic Frost. And so these people are looking at the ICE protests and, you know, look at what Nick Fuentes said in the Tucker Carlson interview. They want the hand of God to come down on these protesters. And Donald Trump declared Antifa a terrorist organization, hasn't really done anything. There's the night he comes out and tells America that we need to defend the college institutions for Chinese students who are, quite frankly, CCP members. What do you have? You have Antifa attacking Turning Point USA on college campuses. He has no idea what his base wants. Yeah. They want the colleges burned down, and they want the H-1B programs closed. And what he's done is just a string of the last 2 days, especially with Laura Ingraham, of conflating the economy with kitchen table prices, of defending billionaires. All he had to do was smash the oligarchy. He's become the oligarchy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.